This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will take part in their first joint interview Thursday on CNN since becoming the Democratic Party's nominees for president and vice president. The interview will air on the second day of the bus tour through the rural parts of the southern U.S. state of Georgia. Here's AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Democratic campaign believes in order to win the critical battleground, it needs more than just Atlanta and the suburbs that scored Georgia for Joe Biden 4 years ago, and must also reach out to voters in deep red strongholds. After landing in Savannah, Harris and Walz greeted college students standing outside the bus. And it's not just any bus. It's an armored Secret Service bus with lights, sirens, and communications gear, part of a roughly 3-dozen vehicle motorcade. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli forces launched raids and airstrikes Wednesday in the occupied West Bank, killing at least 9 Palestinian militants and surrounding the volatile city of Jenin. The Israeli military said large forces at Inner Jenin, long a militant stronghold, as well as Tul Karim and the Al-Fara refugee camp, which dates back to the 1948 Middle East War. Hamas said 10 of its fighters had been killed in the West Bank fighting, while Palestinian militant groups said they were exchanging fire with Israeli troops. Throughout Israel's 10-and-a-half-month war against Iran-backed Hamas in Gaza, Israeli forces have repeatedly conducted raids in the West Bank. Israeli troops and settlers have killed more than 640 Palestinians in the West Bank since the war in Gaza began last October, while Palestinian attacks have killed at least 19 Israelis. Join VOA's Flashpoint as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, including the Israel-Hamas war. This is VOA News. A U.S. defense official says aides with Donald Trump's presidential campaign were warned not to take photos at Arlington National Cemetery outside Washington before an altercation with a cemetery official earlier this week. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The ceremony that you're about to witness is an Army replay ceremony.
NPR had reported two Trump campaign staff members verbally abused and pushed aside a cemetery official who tried to stop them from filming and photographing in Section 60, the burial site for military personnel killed while fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq. Campaigning in Pennsylvania, J.D. Vance says there's verifiable evidence the campaign was allowed to have a photographer at Arlington.
It is amazing to me that you have apparently somebody at Arlington Cemetery, some staff member, had a little disagreement with somebody. And they have turned, the media has turned this into a national news story.
Arlington National Cemetery said in a statement an incident had occurred and a report had been filed. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The prison's director of the U.S. state of South Carolina says the state is ready to begin carrying out executions after more than 13 years, either by lethal injection, electric chair, or firing squad. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
Freddie Owens is scheduled to be put to death on September 20th for the killing of a convenience store clerk in Greenville in 1997. Owens must decide by September 6th which of the state's three methods will be used to execute him. Owens gave his power of attorney to his lawyer to make that decision, but prison officials are asking the state Supreme Court if that's legal. South Carolina previously used a three-drug cocktail, but those drugs expired. Part of the reason no execution has been carried out in South Carolina since 2011. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In sports, Ben Shelton and Francis Tiafoe are heading to an All-American third-round showdown at the U.S. Open in New York. Here's AP correspondent Graham Agars.
Tiafoe cruised through to that anticipated clash easily when his opponent withdrew after two sets, and Shelton advanced with a straight sets win that included 17 aces. The showdown, a rematch of their New York quarterfinal battle, which Shelton won just last year. The 21-year-old is already thinking about the matchup.
I'm excited. These are the type of matches that I love, that I live for. Being able to do it a little bit earlier in this draw, it still feels the same.
Tiafoe and Shelton headlined another successful day for American hopes with wins for a group of players that included seeded hopes Taylor Fritz, Emma Navarro, and Coco Gauff. The defending champion threw, despite struggling with her serve early in the match.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.